landslide victory in weekend local elections in a clear rebuke to city leader Carrie Lam over her handling of violent protests. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
Counting votes after a record turnout in Hong Kong's district council elections. The results showed a massive win for pro-democracy forces. Hong Kongers waited to vote in long lines Sunday. It snaked around city blocks.
This amount of people I've never seen. There are too many people.
Last time I can just come here and go up directly, but this time I guess I need to wait for 40 minutes.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
Beijing had long implied that a quiet majority of Hong Kong's public opposed the protests, especially as they'd become more violent in recent months. After Sunday's vote, that argument will now be much more difficult to make. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, says the government will seriously reflect on the results of the elections. Tel Aviv is expelling a top Human Rights Watch official because of allegations he supports the boycott of Israel. Israel's Supreme Court upheld the government's order that Omar Shakir, the HRW's director of Israel and Palestine, has to leave the country today. Israel has denied entry to others who it says support the boycott, including United Nations diplomats. But this is the first time someone inside the country has been ordered to leave. Thousands of supporters of Iran's clerical establishment rallied in Tehran on Monday, accusing the United States and Israel of instigating violent anti-government protests. Thousands of young and working-class Iranians took to the streets this month, voicing outrage over sharp hikes in gasoline prices. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Washington Post is reporting the White House undertook a confidential review of documents that reveal extensive efforts to generate an after-